If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what this show is about. And we are ready to rock, right, Frank? Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to go. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about some many ways to fight cancer today. And also we're going to be talking about some of the cancer laws. May run a recap on that, and we'll see how much time we have left over. We may be able to hit one or two other things, and we do have our quack report, and I hope all of you had a wonderful resurrection Sunday. Got some rest, hopefully. You got together with family and friends. I did bring my devotional today, and today it's from Psalms 112 and Isaiah 41. It goes like this. I'm training you in steadfastness. Too many things interrupt your awareness of me. I know you live in a world of sight and sound, but you must not be a slave to those stimuli. Awareness of me can continue in all circumstances, no matter what happens. This is the steadiness I desire for you. Don't let unexpected events throw you off course. Rather, respond calmly, confidently, remembering that I am with you. As soon as something grabs your attention, talk with me about it. Thus, I share with you your joys and your problems. I help you cope with whatever is before you. This is how I live in you and work through you. This is the way of peace. Absolutely. You know, Big Semper Fi, or righteous men and women in uniform, and of course our nation. I always pray, lifting the Lord's name up in prayer. And I hope you are too. Seeking the Lord's face, finding salvation through the Lord. That is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, shocking study, finds penicillin can change a child's brain. Yeah, antibiotic treatments, they say, during late pregnancy and early childhood can bring on aggression and long-term behavioral changes, they said, in animal models. According to a recent study, a team of researchers at McMaster University and St. Joseph's Healthcare, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, published their findings in the Journal of Nature Communications. So what happens to animals, they think, may happen to us. Moving along in the quack report. We've talked about the impossible foods that are making artificial meat products out of plants. A team of chemical scientists basically are developing this fake meat and branding it Impossible Foods. That's the brand. So this supposedly viable meat alternative is supposed to look and taste and smell, you know, have juiciness just like real meat, but according to reports, underneath all that juicy surface can be some toxic ingredients. Using genetically modified product and monosodium glutamate, some fake vitamins, and so on. So included in this delectable fake delight of it's got textured wheat protein, defatted flour product, often used as an extender in meat, also a cheap filler. Textured vegetable proteins of all varieties, which are rich in glutamate. And, of course, you may be aware that, you know, glutamate, MSG, is an exotoxin. It destroys brain cells on impact in the lab. So hardly that healthy, nutritious substance we're all looking out to try. Just be aware of that. Oh, and supposedly Bill Gates is backing the program. All right, last but not least in the quack report, breast cancer bombshell coming out of Stanford University School of Medicine. They said women across the United States are being conned into medically unnecessary breast removal surgery or a bilateral mastectomy by doctors who scare them with the fake science by falsely describing genetic testing results. Uh-oh. So they're saying women who have harmless genetic variants called VUS, or these are variants of uncertain significance, doesn't mean you have a disease, they're just uncertain. So doctors are taking advantage of that. They're exploiting that. And they're patients are falsely being told that half of all the breast cancer surgeons that have the this kind of technology, they're saying, they're telling the patients they have breast cancer genes, the BRCA 1 and 2, and recommending they have their breasts removed. So in essence, Stanford University researchers said, quote, unscrupulous cancer surgeons are defrauding patients with fake science and scare tactics. Now, that ought to just, you know, really get your blood. And, you know, that causes, you know, the socialized healthcare, Affordable Care Act to have huge amounts of money they're wasting on that. Not to mention, you know, just mutilating people. And that's your science doing that, your healthcare. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to talk about cancer, you know, because, you know, women, men, we have all kinds of things at our fingertips to help protect us from cancer. So we're going to dive into a few tonight, because there have been numerous books and DVDs and treatments on how to fight cancer. And some of the information presented is fairly complex, and it has some expensive treatments. And then some of the information you see is from, you know, scientific research, and then some is from folklore, natural therapies. You know, I'm a firm believer, you probably know this, I'm a believer that we, you know, what we eat and what we expose ourselves to can present a cancer risk. So we have a lot of influence over cancer in most instances. So we're going to check out some recent findings in the halls of science on a basic approach to fighting cancer. We're going to get back to some root therapy. So in 2015, there was this report that appeared in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry, in which the researchers at the University of Illinois College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences found cancer-fighting compounds in horseradish. So it appears that science has discovered that horseradish offers what they call glucosinolate enzymes that can help fight cancer. They report that the quality of the horseradish is real important because it affects the quantity and the size of the glucosinolate enzymes. So horseradish likes the mineral-rich soil of the Midwest and Northwest part of the U.S., and so they grow it a lot out there, Idaho and so forth, Utah and Oregon. Okay, so how does the horseradish work then? The scientists believe that the horseradish enzymes offer the body this detoxifying benefit and eliminates the very source that the cancer cells feed off of. So just one teaspoon of horseradish, they said, has 10 times more glucosinolates than broccoli. You know, and everybody's heard about broccoli to avoid cancer. So horseradish, 10 times more potent than broccoli. So just imagine the power you would have if you added broccoli or cayenne to your horseradish. So they witnessed, actually, the researchers witnessed the enzymes in the horseradish deactivating the cancer-causing molecules. They also tested many different varieties and quantities of the horseradish, the different quality of horseradish, and the healthier the root, they said, the better the protection. So the team was saying that the higher quality horseradish offered 90% absorption rate when it was eaten. And according to scientists, when you combine cayenne with horseradish, you increase your bioactivity or absorption rate in the small intestine. So scientists in the studies felt that if you eat broccoli for cancer protection, you'll probably need 5 servings per week. So aside from some steamed broccoli or raw broccoli for dipping in sauces, you'll be putting some broccoli on your pizza or maybe on your sandwich just to get the amount you need per week. So if you're not a broccoli fan, then the horseradish is an option, making sure that you have a minimum of 3 teaspoons per week. Or you can do what I do, and I have this 1 ounce maintenance dose of a product that we make at Apothecary Herbs called All-in-One. Once a week, it's maintenance dose. It offers this concentrated horseradish, and it's also combined with some other herbs like onion, garlic, ginger, and, of course, the cayenne for more uptake. So here is a quote from Mashba Kushad, scientist at the University of Illinois College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, and he says, "We knew horseradish had health benefits, but in the study, we were able to link it to the activation of certain detoxifying enzymes for the first time," end of quote. Well, another thing that they discovered, or Germany discovered, the research team at the University of Nuremberg, they found in 2016 that horseradish and cayenne can help diffuse pain receptors. So some people are more sensitive than others to the cayenne and may not be able to use it for pain reduction. However, horseradish is much easier to tolerate and is an option. So if you got a lot of pain, have some horseradish, they're saying. It helps numb those pain receptors. Also, horseradish root, we know that horseradish root is that It's from the vegetable family, the same vegetable family that you find broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage. So early civilizations would use the horseradish root to mask the taste of spoiled meat. But horseradish is one of the five bitter herbs that are described in the Bible. So folklore and the use of horseradish was, they used it for congestion and immune boosting, basically. So the antioxidants in horseradish will decrease mucus. And also, it's great for allergies. And other research suggests that the isothiocyanates in horseradish are released when you cut into the wet and dry cells that create the chemical reaction, and that releases the pungent aroma. So similar action is also found in your onion and garlic. So this is the release of oxygen and sulfur, which create the glucosinolates that I mentioned earlier, and this creates a powerful antioxidant enzyme, which is the medicinal property of the plant. So in the United States, the National Library of Medicine and the Institute of Health have reported that this is the very thing that provides protection from cancer, is this oxygen-sulfur interaction antioxidant power of these enzymes. Well, let's talk about carcinogenic protection for a sec, because according to the U.S. Physicians Committee in Washington, D.C., and the National Cancer Institute, isothiocyanates are able to counter the deadly effects of the carcinogenic chemicals that cause cancer. So they are very effective, they said, against cancer involving your liver, your pulmonary system, intestines, stomach, and also the breast area. So how do they do that? Well, according to their report, the nutrients in horseradish can prohibit carcinogens to activate in the body. They can counteract poisonous effects of any active carcinogens. They can expedite toxic debris removal, as well as inhibit inflammation and protects healthy cells from damage or mutation. Well, here's a quote from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition in 2000 and also Lancet Journal of Medicine in 2000. They said, the isothiocyanates have been shown to be especially effective in fighting lung and esophageal cancers. And studies have shown that the risk of other cancers of the gastrointestinal tract and respiratory tract are also reduced by consuming isothiocyanates found in vegetables. End of quote. Ooh. Well, knowing what science knows now about the medicinal action of foods like your horseradish, what'd they do? Well, the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the Institutes of Health reported in 2002 that science went out and made a synthetic isothiocyanate as part of the cancer chemotherapy treatment. I'm not kidding. They made a synthetic glucosinolate from vegetable precursors and then made them to bind with the plasma protein in the digestive tract. They said this man-made enzyme was designed to slow or give a time release effect to the chemotherapy and the drugs you're taking during the chemotherapy. So I'm just saying, well, why not just eat some horseradish? Yeah. All right. Well, and also, apparently, according to the research, your horseradish can counteract some bad habits that you might have. According to the research, the foods that contain the glucosinolates help protect us from, bad habits like, smoking and drinking too much. So your horseradish root, your broccoli, your onion, so forth. We'll get a list in a minute of some of these foods you want. And you can kind of, if you're not wanting to give up cigarettes, you might want to eat some horseradish. Let's put it that way. All right, some more studies. The University of Michigan School of Medicine found that the folklore of using horseradish as a medicine turned out to be accurate. Ooh. Their report in 2015 that horseradish is effective against bronchitis because it offered antibacterial protection and reduced mucus production. They said it was also effective against the common cold virus and sore throats because it worked like an antibiotic and cut phlegm. Also, they said it worked also for sinusitis to help dissolve mucus in congested sinus cavities. And it was used, it's great for using for urinary tract infections, they said, because the oils that are in the horseradish killed the bacteria and worked like a diuretic. Check that out. All right, let's look at some of the foods that we can eat to protect ourselves. According to the U.S. Physicians Committee, the foods that will help protect us from cancer are, of course, your broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, collard greens, turnips, rutabagas, horseradish, bok choy, sprouts, spring greens, kale, mustard greens, radish, and watercress. And, you know, you'll get more of the chemical protection of these from these foods if you eat them raw. But if you're going to cook them, they recommend that you do light cooking. Don't overcook them because you reduce the medicinal power when you do that. Well, basically here, we have a lot of power at our fingertips because today it's really more of a challenge to eat healthy, and more people are relying on supplements. So, you know, make sure that your supplements are whole food. They're not a bunch of, you know, chemicals. Whole foods, they're not isolated synthetic chemicals, and people just don't think about that when they grab a supplement bottle. All right, you know, let me look at what's in here. So, you know, tablets and capsules will also contain fillers, coloring agents, and possibly sweeteners. So read your product labels very carefully. Now, a problem that I've noticed is that more than half Americans really don't have good digestion. Therefore, they're not utilizing their supplements well. So it can take 2 hours for the nutrition and pill supplements to be absorbed. And I personally prefer the immediate action with herb liquids, and it's much easier for the nutrition to be absorbed, and it's in the system in 60 seconds working. So I get a lot of compliments from the all-in-one product I was mentioning earlier because it's loaded with quality horseradish, you know, the certified organic till standard kind, also the garlic and ginger, onion, and cayenne, and it's made with all fresh ingredients, so these aren't dried herbs. And so we age it in the organic apple cider vinegar, and then we cold press it. And that's important because it preserves the nutrition. So here's what people are saying about it. This is from Mr. Brierton in Abilene, Kansas. He said, all-in-one is a natural antibiotic. And then also Fran Hodge in Henderson, Nevada says, unexpected benefits from using your all-in-one formula were it cleared up a throat problem I've had, and it also lessened my vulnerability to insect bites and stings. Interesting. And then lastly, Dennis Miller, Michigan City, Indiana, he says, your all-in-one product eliminated a nasty cold I had in just 2 days. Thanks. Yep, stuff works quickly when you get the good stuff. So you'll be amazed, really, how powerful you can be with organic whole food supplements. Get the ones from Apothecary Herbs because they're guaranteed. So they specialize in the liquid and powdered formulas because of the fast action and potency. And so you can call to order your bottle of all-in-one. It's also excellent for the allergy season, by the way. Plus, you can also tap into that broad-spectrum protection against diseases like cancer. So give them a call, toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or go onto the website, thepowerherbs.com. Puts power back in your hand. And like I said, you're just going to use a maintenance dose, like once a week. You don't have to eat yourself to death with tons of broccoli and stuff because it's concentrated. So 866-229-3663 or check it out on the web, thepowerherbs.com. Comes in two sizes. So you can get the 16 or 32 ounce bottle and be empowered. That's what it's about. So I like it, too, because it improves the hydrochloric acid in the digestive tract, so you'll extract more protein out of your foods when you eat them. It's really good, too, because of the vinegar base. It's good for rinsing the joints of uric acids, which tend to inflame them. give you, you know, aches and pains and stiffness. So the all-in-one's got a broad spectrum of benefits. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you're on there, don't forget to sign up for the newsletters. People love the newsletters, and they're free. You have to have email to sign up for them. So you can go on to thepowerherbs.com website and click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for either the American Survival or the Health Quest or both of them. American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and Health Quest goes out on Fridays, and it's packed full of information you're not going to get anywhere else. So the folks at Financial Survival, Discount Gold and Silver, they also write for the American Survival publication, so you'll get their take on the markets and finances and things like that. So that's kind of cool as well. So they'll keep you wealthy, and we'll keep you healthy. There you go. All right. We got a few minutes before we got to go to a break, so we're going to jump into the next segment, which is, you know, talking about these global cancer laws. I don't know if you've heard about these. Not many people are aware or believe that there's this global healthcare plan, and it's being used to, you know, control a lot of people and take some freedom away. So a clue is when countries have similar laws, and in some instances are almost word for word. It's sort of like, you know, the United States, the different, you know, the 50 states, you know, kind of copied and pasted the federal law on certain things into their own constitution and made it their own bylaws and that kind of thing. So this is what's happening, though, globally, which is kind of weird. So countries which are thousands of miles away from the United States are under the European Union's guidelines with regards to therapeutic products and treatment. But Europe's laws seem to be influencing even congressional laws in the United States. And one could suspect that this is a very subtle way of incorporating this United Union Harmonization Code of Global Dominance. So one area of health that seems to be harmonized already is with regards to cancer. So we're going to take a look and see where this is going and how it may impact our future here in the U.S. If you'll notice, though, there's a lack of guarantee in allopathic modern healthcare medicine. You'll notice there's no guarantees with the treatment that they offer you, whether it's successful or not. There is really no refunds given by medicine, and you'll also think of that the clinical trials and the tests that are boasting of all the success of these treatments, and patients could expect maybe some form of restitution should the treatment fail, you would think, right? If they're claiming, you know, 90% success rate and it doesn't work for you, hello. However, that's never going to be the case in the modern medicine and healthcare industry. Now, for decades, pioneers in the natural therapeutic approach to cancer could not really get any research published in the press or in the medical journals. So if research was published, editors chose the ones with, you know, the poor methods of testing, which neglected dose range and didn't establish any useful dose. However, when mankind is empowered with information from diverse sources, you know, it's made readily available. You know, this can help, you know, a lot of people with healthcare decisions, but unfortunately a lot of that information's kind of suppressed. I can see by the clock we're going to have to take a break. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about where this global healthcare, some of the cancer acts, the you know, statute law is really interesting. It's on cancer. You didn't think they did that, huh? Well, they're doing it. So when we come back, we'll talk more. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now, 866-229-3663, or visit online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online at thepowerherbs.com. I'm bobbing up and down here, Frank. That's cool. All right. Well, we're talking about the global cancer laws. Ugh. Right before the break, we were talking about, you know, some of the research that doesn't get published on some natural things that can help you out, like we talked about in the first segment. You know, it's just, you know, the media doesn't pick up on it. These are small studies. If they do get published, then, you know, it's kind of buried. People don't hear about it. And the cost of providing a therapy that works is enormous to take it through the FDA. So if you want a treatment or a therapy to be recognized as effective, you have to play by the rules. According to Forbes magazine, the cost of a clinical trial can range from $1.3 billion and up. So regardless if any natural therapy works or not, if you don't have the money to prove it by scientific methods, then, you know, nobody's going to take it seriously. Nobody's going to share that knowledge. And you're going to be, you know, it's going to be discouraged. It's going to be poo-pooed. It's not proven. So any unproven forms of therapy, especially for cancer, are labeled as pseudo-scientific. Science regards them as quackery. Here is a quote from Wikipedia. It says, alternative cancer treatments have typically not undergone properly conducted, well-designed clinical trials, or the results have not been published due to publication bias or refusal to publish results for treatment outside the journal's focus area, guidelines, or approach, end of quote. Well, you know, it's sort of like what's happening to the e-cigarettes industry. You know, only the big ones are going to survive because all the testing they have to do now in the millions of dollars. So let's talk about treatment, you know, by nature. Now, some of the new terms that patients are encountering in healthcare, some of the terms that you're hearing, you know, the complementary or the integrative medicine, often these are two areas that are grouped in with alternative forms of healing. So who do you think initiated combining these practices, these terms, if you will, if they're not the same thing? Well, apparently it was the White House Commission in 2002. So a supposedly well-known researcher in complementary and alternative medicine, Dr. Bernie Kassel, at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, according to the doctor, there is a critical difference between complementary medicine and alternative treatments. So complementary medicine is, according to her, still scientific, which is also a natural form of therapy is supposedly not scientific. So in this area of medicine, it is said that, you know, physicians are going to use some drugs, you know, in the complementary medicine area. And also in complementary physician, they're going to treat cancer like they are taught to treat in medical school. They are, after all, a general practitioner or an MD. If you go to an oncologist, he's a cancer doctor. And, of course, you know, they have licenses to protect. So we're told that 60% of the mainstream medicine patients are referred to complementary medicine physicians, and 22 to 46% of the cancer patients in the UK and Australia actually seek out a complementary physician. So in the complementary medicine area, the treatment for cancer can include what naturopaths and herbalists use. Sometimes they'll go with dietary changes and antioxidants and vitamins and herbs and surgery and chemotherapy too. Well, let's look at the cancer laws, the cancer acts. I promised to go over those. As I mentioned earlier, these are countries with similar laws with regards to healthcare treatment, especially in the area of cancer. So in 1939, the UK drafted what is called the Cancer Act. This act blocks patients from receiving unauthorized cancer treatments and information on unauthorized treatments. And I know this for a fact because I have some customers in the UK, and they're not allowed. I mean, it's a gag order. You can't share any information that you may know of personally that heals or cures cancer. You just can't do it over there. So physicians in the UK are also threatened with losing their professional standing. That's equal to a U.S. doctor losing his license to practice if they step outside the boundaries and tend to use these natural treatments that aren't approved by their National Institute of Health and Care Excellence over there. Now, in 1971, President Nixon and the U.S. Congress enacted the National Cancer Act, and one of the reasons it was created was to strengthen the position of the National Cancer Program and create this National Cancer Advisory Board. But, of course, taxpayers pay for this at the tune of $243 million each year. So it's this huge program that dictates legal cancer treatments in the United States. And cancer research is presented to the president and to Congress, and they approve the funds that are paying by taxpayers to cover that stuff. So taxpayers pay again for these treatments that are approved through Medicare and Medicaid. So you're paying a couple of times, by the way. So U.S. health authorities promote that we are, you know, winning the war on cancer. And their main reason is their statistics they push on us. They say they publish that, you know, 1 in 5 patients survive the cancer diagnosis. But by 5 years, 1 in 3 survive. So, you know, usually cancer comes back within a 2-year period. So the average cancer patient survives just 2 years after their medical treatments. I don't call that winning, you know. I really don't. The main difference in the UK in their Cancer Act and the US Cancer Act is that if you live in the UK, you have no access to information involving natural therapeutic alternatives to dealing with your cancer. So the Minister of Health in the UK prohibits any unauthorized person from communicating alternative therapies which reverse cancer. And there is a total ban on natural cancer cures in the UK unless it's prescribed by a licensed doctor. But they're not going to prescribe it because none of those treatments have any clinical basis. They haven't been proven. So, however, that is really an excuse because rational people don't accept all information without considering it to be relevant, right? So there is this blackout on information which does not come from the scientific community, does not meet the critical and expensive guidelines of clinical trials, and is not administered by authorized doctors or nurses. So this is the big problem for people overseas who do not want the drugs and the chemo and the surgery to deal with their cancer, and if their doctor doesn't prescribe a natural therapy. Well, do you suppose that the U.S. would amend the National Cancer Act to prevent information that could actually, you know, help you? You know, just like, you know, could we go the way of the U.K. is a big question mark. I would hope Americans wouldn't stand for that, you know, because it's your body, it's your vessel. God gave you, you know, the responsibility to keep it healthy. Well, let's look at the human costs, because the gag order regarding cancer information in the UK concerning their government could move to abolish what is called the Human Rights Act of 1998. So the British feel their freedom of expression, their freedom of speech, and their fundamental rights are under attack. So what is going on? The UK could easily morph over here as the regulations become more globalized. So a strong advocate for making changes to the Human Rights Act in the UK is a career politician. He's a direct descendant of King William IV. Who is David Cameron. So within the next year, he's planning to motivate Parliament to replace the Human Rights Act with a British Bill of Rights. But the angle that is being used is to cut ties with the European Court of Human Rights that is influencing so many of their laws now. But what the British Bill of Rights is, yet the Brits are nervous that they could also lose more rights. It's, you know, the devil is in the details, you know, so you gotta read everything, as we found out with the Affordable Care Act. Just pass it, then you read about it, right? So the British are worried that the rights are being kind of shoved to the side, especially when it comes to health care and even national security. So they're losing their rights with regards to health care over there, and Americans need to keep their eye on that because it could easily happen anywhere. According to the United Nations in Vienna, they say, you may not realize just how connected the work of the United Nations family in Vienna is with your everyday activities, end of quote. You know, you're probably saying, well, what the heck does that mean? Yeah. Well, let's look at the United Nations since we just talked about it. The UN has been positioning itself to control countries with various laws in many areas, such as health, community, and environment. You probably recognize it by its broad title, Agenda 21. So this control is presented, like most laws, to control the people as if it were in their best interests. So the people of their own land can't control the nature, what's happening on their own land. What makes anyone think that, you know, an entity like the UN could you know, control your life. Well, everything that is wrong with man's nature, disease, addictions, greed, violence, crimes, is presented as a global threat by the UN. So the Vienna-based UN is attempting to place controls on this and a whole lot more. One of the United Nations offices on drugs and crime can be, you can download their publication. It's titled The United Nations in Vienna in Your Daily Life. That's what it's titled. So this document really should cause great concern. The UN has headquarters in Vienna, New York, Geneva, Nairobi, and it boasts 7,000 satellites in Earth's orbit, and 93% are registered to them. Mm-hmm. So they tell you that you are in control of your telecommunications and that you can, you know, check the news, you can check the internet and your phone without even knowing that they're there, enabling you to do that. They claim to know that they know when you're on vacation, they know when you leave to go shopping, and they know when you are at work. So the UN has partnered with the Internal Atomic Energy Agency to develop global facilities to irradiate food and medical supplies like syringes and vaccines. They claim it kills bacteria, viruses, and insects, but is harmless to humans. So the UN also has an environmental program to preserve the environment. So they offer an example that if you want to go hiking and camp in the mountains, that you would negatively impact that environment and contribute to climate change. So the slant is that humans disrupt the delicate balance of the ecosystem. So they hint that you should stay in the city. And the UN also has an industrial development organization and a commission on international trade law to control the foods offered in your supermarkets. So the UN also has an alliance with various agencies which monitor water usage. So their satellites provide them with essential data regarding natural resources and how to monitor and manage them. So the UN also is in charge of creating jobs with the industrial development organizations, from organic farming to manufacturing industries. So they have great influence and great power. So, you know, putting together, you know, global laws on cancer is a no-brainer for them. So global laws for health, kind of the stepping stone for global laws for all natural resources and building codes and general infrastructure and legal system, the economy, education, and travel. I truly think that the global economy issue starts with your healthcare. See? And healthcare encompasses at least a third of the nation's economy. And your daily life, as they said on their website, as the UN states, it means your health, because health is not, you know, because health is not a part of life. It is life, you know. Without it, you don't have anything. So the globalization of your healthcare is kind of the linchpin on which upholds the global house of cards. So the only way to monitor a large system is to incorporate electronic tracking and have everybody on the same sheet of music with regard to statute codes. So the RFID chips are going to play a major role in who gets healthcare and access and services, and your whole life will be on a chip controlled by someone other than yourself. I mean, you know, entry denied, entry accepted. Well, I think it was it Sweden, Frank, or the Netherlands, where a couple of big companies over there with, you know, several hundred employees or thousands of employees, they said you have to get a chip in between your index and your thumb, in that little web of flesh in between your two, and it allowed you entry to the building, and it also allowed you to turn on your computer so you could work. So they're presenting the chip now with all your health information on there, but it's also now going to be needed in order for you to work. So that's, they're testing and they're moving it. So your whole life on a chip, An indicator would be to, you know, consider how fast technology is evolving and what freedoms you've lost in the last 14 years. Just the last 14. So healthcare is important, and I think we need to be as proactive as we can to know some things so we can stay healthy and not need to rely on the allopathic healthcare system. So Americans still have somewhat free supplement market here in the United States. You have access to information here with regards to your health. So you want to make sure you retain those freedoms and stand up for those. You want to make sure. So organic foods, getting good exercise on a regular basis, having clean filtered water, and some medicinal herbs for your backup need is going to be really important. So if you want to learn more about herbs and how you can utilize them for your benefit, you want to check out the Power Herbs book. You can get a copy at thepowerherbs.com. It's hundreds of pages of information, and it's $14.99. Of course, it is an electronic book, and you can select the format PDF, Kindle, or iPad. So you can get that download and save it to your computer or your device, and you can get empowered that way. So everybody needs to, you know, get in gear and be informed, because that old saying is, it's not the time to learn to shoot the gun in the middle of a war. So when healthcare is rationed or too expensive or whatever reason, you're going to want to rely on some folklore treatments. You are. Some folklore medicines to help you get through. So thepowerherbs.com, we educate you. We do make great tools for you to use, but we also educate you. So we're kind of a game changer in that way. We make a professional strength product, but we educate you. And that's important. That's invaluable. So a lot of people say, well, you know, I got your catalog, and I just don't know where to start. Well, that's why there's a table of contents, and if you're interested in toxin removal, you'll see that all the cleanses are in order and how you should complete them. So it's an education on how to cleanse safely and successfully. And then in the immune boosting section, we have broad spectrum and we have more targeted formulas for specific things. So, you know, it's a tool, and learn how to use your tools. And that way it's empowerment, it's freedom, and you'll be healthier. You will. Toxic drugs create a weakness, a dependency, and that leads to failure. It doesn't strengthen a system. I don't know. I often say MD means manage disease, and there's no cure in there at all. It just makes you a patient for life and dependent for life, and there's no cure in that. Sorry. Now, I think allopathic medicine is great for trauma. So, you know, learn how to, you know, set broken bones and things like that, because, you know, that may come in handy one day. Take a first aid class. You can take a class this summer in just a few weeks. You know, you learn how to do CPR and all that stuff. So it's really good knowledge. You're going to want. You'll always have it, and you'll always be glad you have it. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about some risks to blood infections. Now, blood infections are on the rise. Have you heard about this? Sometimes it's known as sepsis. They call it blood poisoning. But some of the common infections and conditions that people get that can lead them to blood poisoning, sepsis, is certain things, like if you're diabetic, your risk of getting sepsis is high. If you have cancer or AIDS, if you have renal disease, burn patients, of course, severe trauma cases, if you got leaky gut, if you have blood clot problems, deep vein thrombosis, if you tend to get significant recurrent bouts of pneumonia, urinary tract infections, if you have skin infections or cellulitis, so you could be more at risk of getting sepsis. Now, statistics show that more males than females tend to get sepsis. And in 2000, the CDC reported like 621,000 cases but by 2008 it had jumped to over a million 141. So there's something wrong if we're getting blood poisoning and it's jumping like that. And of course, you know, you can pick it up at the hospital, you know, dirty hospital equipment, and you're in confined healthcare settings, you can get it that way. Now, sepsis is usually triggered by an infection or a buildup of toxins due to your filtering organs not able to handle them properly, so you do not have that free flow of toxicity leaving, and that's why your organ cleansing is important. And we show you how to do that. Yep. So you can pull out heavy metals, radioactive particles, over 2,000 pharmaceutical residues, and any kind of bacteria that is lodged into tissue just waiting for its opportune moment to give you sepsis. So a lot of, you know, experts say, well, you know, we got more sepsis because the population is aging. We have an increase of chronic disease. We have, you know, poor socioeconomic conditions. Well, sepsis is that may influence it, but not at the rate we're seeing. Not at the rate we're seeing. I think a lot of people are on so many pharmaceutical drugs, it's just polluting their blood, to be honest. And if you're on a drug that you have to have blood monitored work every few months, they're watching to see if the drug is destroying your organs, like your liver. It's so toxic. That's what you have to have blood tests done. That's scary to me. Oh, my goodness. That is so scary. Here's a quote from the Agency for Healthcare Research. They said the cost related to sepsis includes long-term substantial care, including rehab, delay return to work, family support network, and the cost is huge. So, you know, we're in a sad state as a nation if we got that kind of expense and treatment. Now, I know I'm running out of time. Sepsis, they said it's the leading cause of death in intensive care units. 72% chance of dying in most cases if you get sepsis. So one of the things I like to use are the blood cleansing herbs. That cleans up the blood, gets the bacteria out of there. But your organs also have to be healthy. But blood cleanse is a nice emergency type of thing. That's your last cleanse, technically, but we do use it for emergencies like poisonings and so forth. So if you're looking for the blood cleansing herbs, just go to thepowerherbs.com and click on organic organ cleanses, and you can read about the product there. It is also included in our pandemic kit. So there are some reasons to use the blood cleanse formula in emergencies as well as your routine cleansing. So very versatile and very efficient. Typically, you just use it for a few days. It's that potent. So thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call. Get a free catalog and, you know, power yourself. Read up on what you can do for yourself. 866-229-3663. Write that down. 866-229-3663. Get a free catalog. You can also download the catalog from our website at thepowerherbs.com and be empowered. Of course, if you want a catalog mailed to you, we will send that out free of charge, and share the empowerment with your family and friends. Let them know, because a lot of people out there find us because of family and friends, and we appreciate that. Well, I can see by the time I'm totally out of time. And Frank, I will see you on Thursday. I'll see all of you as well out there. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. And if you seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy, God bless you. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.